business community. My name is Terry Shiring, and welcome to my podcast today, We Mean Business and Politics. The first portion of this podcast is going to be brought to you by Shiring Global Consulting. We are a consulting firm who assists in the practice of performance management, organizational behavior, and assisting your company with either domestic issues or international issues. We can help to take your company internationally and provide for all the answers to the little nuances of entering markets internationally and or domestically. And we also assist with conflict resolution and with customer service management. Today's podcast, and thank you all for joining, is going to be on branding. And it's all about branding your product, branding your company, and a lot of the elements that go into doing this. So I hope you enjoy it, hope you listen to it, and look forward to any questions that you may have via email. Once again, people sort of misnomer branding, if you will. They go by the old theory of build a better mousetrap and you'll beat a path to your door. Well, the business world has changed since that little misnomer. Not throwing that away or discarding it, you always have to have a product that you try to make superior to other products. But in the world today, there's a lot of elements that go into that. Branding is quite like branding yourself when you go on an interview. You don't want to just let the employer know what you can do, what schools you went to, how well you did there, your technology skills, all vitally important. However, we want to discuss here also what value you could have brought to that business. Maybe your ethics, your work attitude, how you get along with other employees, your willingness to do teamwork and pitch in. That all goes into the branding of yourself. Now, from a corporate's perspective, we're going to discuss product development and branding of your products. When you're building a product, conceptually, you have to be able to have some forward thought, critical thinking as to where you're going to want the placement of this product. Is it going to be placed in a market where there's going to be a lot of religious customs, where there's going to be a lot of cultural customs? And obviously, that market got to be planned for that. You got to have that product planned and developed to go around where you intend on placing it. So we'll say if you're making we'll go back to the proverbial widget, and you're going to look at third world countries. The value you're going to want to put on that product is, how will that fit into their cultural norms? What kind of value are you going to bring those people? If you're developing that product in that country, what are you going to give back to that country? You're going to be extracting, obviously, probably not only human resources, but raw materials. What's your brand going to be as far as how you treat your employees, the ones who are making your product or delivering your service? How are you going to be treating them? How do you treat them? So not only are you going to want to build that better mousetrap, if you will, you're also going to want to discuss all the pointers, all the elements that are going into that. Part of that branding is going to be the customer service you offer. Part of that branding is going to be the value that you offer the customer. Part of that branding is going to be the value you're giving back to the community where you're utilizing people and resources. What are you going to give back to them? How is this going to be functioning overall? So when you're branding, you're going to have to consider this somewhat like yourself. Your brand is going to have a personality. If it's maybe some type of a food product you're developing and you're going more toward farming and things of that nature, just as an example here, how do you work with co-op farmers? What do you do to protect the environment? No matter what product or service that you're selling, how are you practicing sustainability?
You're not just marching into that country or that state, extracting what you need out of there, and then taking off. It goes far, far more beyond that. So when you are branding, you want to make sure that not only you're providing a product, but you're also providing a service. If you're over in a foreign country and you're going to have a direct foreign investment, how are you going to go about hiring people? What kind of wages are you going to be paying them? What kind of attention are you going to be giving to them? How are you going to work around their culture? Does your product speak to that culture? Also, when you're developing your brand, we'll be discussing pricing strategies. What are you going to be able to do to penetrate that market with adequate pricing strategies? And on top of that, is that pricing strategy going to work in that market? Now, a lot of occasions, a pricing strategy will speak to your brand. If you want to portray your brand as a high-level, very fit product for upper echelon incomes, then you can obviously do that. But you're even going to have to speak to them. What value are we going to give back? How is our company treating our employees? How do we practice our customer services? How do we go along with promises kept? How is our delivery aspects? Do we deliver a product on time? Do we have a value-added technology base where it's going to be easily navigable, where people can go in there and order properly? Everything that you're thinking of has to be customer service oriented, from a perspective that you're going to have to show that not only are you out to make profit for your product, and we know that's essential, but what are you giving back? How are you treating people? How are you treating the community? What value is that product going to be to certain types of cultures? Now, pricing strategies, if you're just pricing it for high-level echelon incomes, that's very understandable. But however, how are you going to take that product maybe into third world countries, emerging markets, where the incomes there are not quite as high as they are within the States or with other countries? So if you're marketing and portraying your brand as a high-quality, high-level product, executive-level product, how are you going to price that? So if they still show an interest in that product, you may have to diversify your product. Let your brand speak for all cultures. You may have to do a branding that is not going to speak only to high echelon customers with high level incomes. It's going to speak to people of moderate incomes, maybe some people with lower incomes. Some of these countries are going to have low per capita incomes. How are you going to speak to them? Now, it's easy to say, well, I'll make a cheaper product, but that's destroying the brand. That's destroying your personality of your brand and your image. What you're going to have to do in that case, whether overseas, within our own country, you're going to have to speak to adding value into that product. Even though it may be lower in price, you're going to have to still add all these other incremental personality traits to your product, to your company. Your company has to have the same product nuances and personalities as what you're trying to portray in your brand. Think about it. Companies in the past who put out a high-level product, airlines, clothing, and then all of a sudden they got brought up on charges, if you will, of dumping in other countries, horrible treatment of employees, not concerned about the values of the community. So this is how you go about branding a product. You have to brand that product with a personality that you want to portray, of a value that you can give back something, the value that that product will have for other people. And also on top of that, what is going to be the give back to the communities? Once again, for what you're taking out of those communities, how are you going to give back? Maybe possibly consider helping them with their health strategies in other countries. Delivering possible things to countries that would help them with their sustainability, helping build educational facilities or something, if you're that level of a company. But you're always going to portray yourself as a 360 company, what I call it. Not just a product, not just a service, not just the bottom line. But how well-rounded are we? What's our personality? Well, okay, we build a great product. People want it. How are we going to deliver it? Are we going to sell a product that everybody wants, but we don't care when it gets delivered to you, just so we get paid in advance? So these are all items that is very, very, very extremely necessary for you to look at. A number one, you make the product. A number two, you get the resources to make that product. A number three, what kind of a personality is going into our product? Is it not going to offend any particular culture or group? Is it going to be possibly available to everyone? Even if we have to differentiate our product sets out here to be available to people of all income levels. And that will never destroy your brand. That will never destroy your brand, because you are building a block of service to all customers, to all people who are interested. But the magnet will be that the same personality, the same value system, the same customer service, the same ethics, the same sustainability, the same care and service is all going to go into that branded product. I would never want to be a company who is building a product or offering a service that I myself is going to tarnish my own personality as the owner of that company or the CEO of that company or the management of that company. As you noticed of late, some of our airlines have been having a lot of difficulty with malfunctioning of some of their structure on their planes. And it was keynoted that with some of the companies, not only airlines, but other companies as well, it may have been known for quite a while. So with your product or service, if you ever find that there is some kind of a defect or something, that personality needs to be kicked in advance. Total transparency. We're going to let our companies, our countries, and our customers know you mean to us. You mean something to us. So we do not want anybody to be hurt, offended, or in any otherwise by our product or service, or what have may have been a bad product or a defect in the product. You need to right away mediate that and get that taken care of. Is this hard? No, not really. It's like when you were younger building a model airplane. Everybody wanted to make sure that airplane was going to fly the furthest, so you put all of your efforts into that, making it a good product. But beside it being a good product, you have to also add all those other elements. What am I going to give back? What value do I offer? How do I care about my customers? What's the concern about my customers? Do I have an immediacy that they can call or talk to me about? Perhaps if there's a product or service that's not working well. And I'm not just talking about a customer service agent on the other end of the phone who's listening to you, taking notes, and I'll send it down the line. That is very disrespectful towards your customers. That customer service agent got to be there and not only taking those notes, but offering you something back, offering you some kind of advice on your service or how you can possibly get this to work for you, even offering monetary money back for what you bought. But you just can't leave it lie dormant and I'll turn it over to communications or I'll turn it over to product development and I'll see what they have to say about it. That customer is definitely going to leave that phone call with a lack of, they wanted to sell the product, but they really don't care about us out here. So remember these elements, and don't only remember these elements here when you're trying to develop a product. Remember, these are elements that you need to put into that product. These are elements that you need to have in that product, elements that you need to know about and offer to your customers, elements that express you. You are the product, not just what you're making. You become the product. So whatever you're offering out here, please, by all means, make yourself a part of it. Make yourself a part of what you're selling, a part of what you're offering. And in that way, shape, and form, your customers will, you'll be that better mousetrap that beats all those customers to your door. Sure, a company down the street might start outpacing you in product development, product diversification. And you always have an R&D development part of your company out there who can work on research to get your product up and running better, more customizable. But what they're going to want to remember also is, oh, yeah, I bought from that company who offer a great, great product, but the service was lousy. And I felt very unconcerned about on the phone. I had one little issue. I don't even know if they actually even listened to me when I was talking to them. Or I ordered that product, and right now I'm going on 3.5 weeks, and I still never received that product. Sure, we had supply chain problems out here, but those supply chain problems are starting to really work their way out, ever so slightly, but they're working their way out. So even as part of your branding, you have to make sure that you have a diversified group of supply chains in order to get that product to market to the customer. From the market to the customer. You need to remember that, because that is essential when actually you are out here selling this product or service. So even your supply chains is going to be showing a concern about your customer. So some key points. Make sure you have adequate delivery services. Getting it to the customer quickly and efficiently. Having a navigable website that customers are going to be able to just go on, and if they see a shirt or pants or something that they're going to buy, wow, that was an easy process. It had a lot of fluidity. Part two, your own personality is going to go into it. To give back to the community. The value-added services that you can give to the community. These are all speaking about your personality as a CEO, as a brand, and as a chief executive officer. That way you can walk away with pride, with dignity, and your customers are feeling that too. That is true branding. Not that we have the best product on the market. That's great, and that's what you strive for. That's your profit. But that we also do everything with our customers in hand. That is true branding. Thank you very much for tuning in. Once again, this program was brought to you by Shiring Global Consulting. Any feedback would be appreciated. You can reach me at info@shiringglobalconsulting.com. That is S-H-I-R-I-N-G, Global Consulting. And give me your feedback. And while you're on our site, look around. We offer a lot of different seminars and talks that we deliver to provide your company with some upgrading, some things you might be missing out on, and we can bring all those services and all those talks and seminars to you. Thank you very much for tuning in, and have a great business day. Bye.